A couple of things to tackle here. It's the Blake Show with Kelly and Todd. Good morning. So I got a message from a guy who's a friend who was like, hey, this might be a good topic for the show. He is dating someone in a good relationship now, but he's over 40. And he's like, I feel weird calling her my girlfriend because I'm like, we're adults, you mm-hmm. know, and saying girlfriend is like, I wouldn't call her a girl. I'd call her a woman. Mm-hmm. So it's weird to call her a girlfriend, but she's not my wife. She's not my fiance. What do I call her? And and he said, you know, we tried partner, but that feels like it's gay. Which is true. Like I call Tim totally my partner, you know. And the weird thing about partner is that it has two connotations. One, it's a same-sex relationship. Mm-hmm. Or two, it's a business relationship.
Yeah.
You know, so what do you call? I don't know. 79 Coast, if you can chime in on this. 792-6278.
What I feel like when I introduce you into, it's funny because at first when you were talking about it, I was like, well, just call her your girlfriend. But if I introduce you and Tim to someone in saying, this is Blake and his boyfriend, Tim, I feel like that makes you sound like you're in high school.
Right.
Yeah.
It really does.
It's weird, but there's no other word. Like,
so I guess when I like refer to you guys, I'll just be like, this is Blake and Tim. Right. I don't even say partner. It is weird. I think you reach a certain age, and I think that is strange.
Well, and significant other sounds clinical.
My lover. Yeah.
The lover?
I hate that.
This is my lover. Like, how can you say this is my lover without sounding like you're from an black and white movie?
Right.
Yeah.
Hello, lover.
I don't know.
This is his person. This is his
person. Well, yeah, that'll work. That's
his person. That's kind of cute.
Spells out endearment.
Yeah.
This is my person.
This is my person.
That's like kind of cutesy though.
Well, that started with Grey's Anatomy. Like, you're my person.
Right.
I don't know.
Lover also sounds sexual. You know?
Yeah, well, like I mean, it is.
Right.
You know, you are.
You got two lovers. Oh.
Maybe I would say this is his man, Tim. And this is his woman. Like, if this guy,
this is my woman.
I definitely say partner.
I think that's probably the best.
I definitely say not in this in the you know the hetero. When I introduce you, Blake or Tim, I say partner.
Right. Well, that's what. And also, that's what we say.
It sounds like it's not for heteros.
Like, there's a guy who runs a bookstore in town that I know, and he referred to his partner, and I was like, oh, he's gay.
Right.
And it wasn't. It was his
it was
business a woman.
Partner.
Yeah.
No, it was a woman.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, that's weird.
I think,
you know?
Yeah.
Because I'm gay, and I'm like, oh, I thought that was our word, you know?
I think for a straight relationship, you know, whatever, I think it's more random when it's a couple that have been together for a long period of time to say this is my girlfriend, because I feel like it like also lessens the importance of the relationship.
Right.
Does that make sense? So like, I feel like if these two people just started dating, that would make sense because this guy's been single for a while and he's introducing and now it's official. She's my girlfriend. So now he's showing some signs of commitment and you're like, oh, great. That's your girlfriend. But if they're together for 10 years, not married, and he says, this is my girlfriend. Well, she's a lot more than your girlfriend at this point.
Right.
You know, you can't really
like
call
domestic
it.
Partners.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So you still introduce it that way, but it gets to the point where it's like, all right.
Well,
and
it's kind of a commentary on our society that we expect if you're together for X amount of time, you're supposed to be married.
Yeah.
Right.
And we haven't really evolved our language to account for the fact that we don't get married like we used to, you know?
We almost need to have woman friend evolve into this.
Woman friend.
Something like
not
sounds
girlfriend.
Funny.
Girlfriend sounds, yeah, it sounds immature.
Young,
right? How about if you say, this is my lady friend?
Yeah.
This is my lady friend.
This is the love of my life, you know.
Oh, someone texted, this is good, my other half.
Oh, yeah, that's
my
great.
Half.
That's it right there. This is my other half.
That's good.
That's
I like
it.
That one, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to start doing that with you and Tim. No, I won't. I'll still say your boyfriend. And then I'll go, hee hee.
Wow, that was all out loud.
Yeah, everything.
That was one of those internal thoughts that actually came out of your mouth.
It goes in and then it comes out.
Oh, man. If you ever want to text us, by the way, thank you to that person who texted. That kind of solves our problem.
That's great. My other half. That's it. Nailed it.
Just type in the word topic as the first word of your text and send it to 77,000.